Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
What time is it?
Game time!
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker.
Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Good afternoon, clan. Welcome to the Rush Hour on this Tuesday, the 1st of June. I can't believe it's the 1st of June, but it is the 1st of June. It's a gorgeous day in the best city in the world, and it's an absolute pleasure to say hello to a very dear friend in Bernie Vince. Good afternoon to you, Bern.
My dear friend, am I?
Yes, you
hey,
are.
Hey, first day of winter today, Jos.
And we need much needed rain,
can
don't we?
Can you describe the weather out there?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
absolutely gorgeous. Mm. So let's just soak that up while
Farmers
we can.
Need some rain.
We do, Bern. Moment. Gregory Blewett, welcome to you.
G'day, Jars.
Didn't turn up to the SAC 150th year award last night.
I'll deal with that later.
You deal with that in the booth.
Well,
you just shut down.
You know that we are dealing with a bit of illness in our family. What comes first? Family.
The SAC?
Yes.
I thought you were going to say golf.
Golf's number one.
And he's just lobbed into the studio. Our very favourite Tommy Rockcliffe, old No Knees, joins us live on the show.
That's a bit harsh, Jars.
Tommy, welcome, buddy.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
He's done an Evo.
He's rattled.
I've done an Evo with Greg Blewett all in one.
Welcome. Now, you're coming up. You've got a couple little segments on our show. You're going to talk some footy and you got a few of us boys in the gun. That's the word we're hearing around the corridor.
We need to get this show back to where it belongs, to number one. So they've brought in the big guns for a double episode today.
Double
Who's segment. Coming in?
I love this topic.
I'm here.
Where is he?
There he is.
He hasn't unloaded yet, Bern. Calm down.
There he is. Sorry. We'll find out his name a little bit later. His new name.
Brilliant. Now, Greg, who's on the show?
Tom Rockcliffe. But what's Tuesday, isn't it? Bernie's beef. What's happening there? You're going to cancel it.
Well, I've got a few things. I don't know what I'm going with yet.
And I'll tell you this right now. You boys were having a discussion out in the hallway during planning about Osaka. Naomi Osaka. And it got heated. And I'm pretty sure it's going to get heated on the way really, really soon. But next, Tommy Rockcliffe talks all things footy and will pot every single one of
what
us.
What do you mean planning? We don't plan.
We don't plan. And I hadn't finished the opener either. But anyway.
You threw to Blue.
Finish it, Charles.
Finish it.
Beautiful day. They live in a gorgeous city. Best place in the world.
Bird. Oh, what's the name of the show, Bird?
We go global. We go all around the world. They're the same things, but he says it every time. And this is the Rush Hour.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe.
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper. Well, he's live in the studio, boys, on the top rating Rush Hour, which is global. We do go around the world, and he joins us. Good afternoon to you, Rock, and welcome.
Top rating? Not what I read today.
He's out of the blocks already, lads.
Not what I read today.
Welcome.
What did you read?
I read that the ratings weren't that good for you blokes.
But
it's because I haven't been in studio, so I understand
that's true.
And Jars had the week off last week.
That's true.
Well, who's good boy?
You know what happened to the ratings that
don't go there, sister. Now, welcome, young man.
Footy. Let's get the footy out of the way.
Well, what's happened? You got some people in the...
I've got all three. All four in the game.
All four?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hello. Paydos, you're not missing out.
Yes! He always gets missed.
Thanks, boys.
About time.
Let's start with you, with your body.
Body.
Have you gone? The two knees, you've got clots everywhere, you're walking like bloody Lucille Ball. How you going?
Lucky to be alive, lucky to be here with you gentlemen today.
Geez.
So, seen the big pearly gates. I heard you talk about it, but you were elsewhere. You weren't on your deathbed. I've heard a different bed you're in. We'll get to that later. But, I'm starting to rehab the knees, and they're starting to come on pretty well. So I've jumped on the coaching bench during the games, and as you can see, I've turned our starts around. In 1 week, we've gone from 1 point to 7-5 since I've been there.
What happened to the last three quarters?
We won by 49 points, so we extended our lead.
Should have you won by more though, being up by 40 at quarter time?
Yeah, potentially. They're a good outfit though. They've got a really strong midfield group, and they were pretty good.
8-3 Must be pretty happy with that.
You've got to be happy with that.
8-3. I think you'd take that every day of the week at the start of the season, how even the competition is. We live in a coronavirus world again. So you'd take 8-3. I heard Bernie and Jars say yesterday that you can't trust us.
Oh. And that's, with top sides. With the top sides, there is no trust at the moment. Until you beat the top four sides.
Yeah, I think that's the all. Only thing. But you can't beat a top four side if you don't play one. Hmm. So they can only do
it. Is that fair, Robbie?
Yeah, but they've lost.
Well, we've had some disappointing performances, so we'll improve that. But for you, Jars, to say that you can trust the Crows and that was the best first quarter you've seen in the Crows jumper.
Ever.
From last week.
No,
you said that yesterday.
You said ever.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
And I don't trust that. Mate, you say ever a lot. The Crows are rebuilding.
You said that's first quarter ever, and then we've clearly...
My ears did prick up when I heard
He's
that.
He's trying to read his notes. You can't read anyway. I don't know why you're looking that? Back.
All right, we're done with the footy. We're moving
no,
on.
No, can I just ask, just to continue that?
Yep.
We're seeing glimpses of your best footy, Port. Is it fair to say that, you know, it's a long season? And Kenny, to me, I feel like he's playing the long game. Like, is he trying to build you guys up or what's happening?
Yeah.
Or just wins, just getting the 4 points?
I think it's just important to get 4 points. And you can see on any given day, anyone can be beaten. We've seen the Crows beat Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, and then you see the Melbourne do a number on the Dogs, who were probably the best team in the competition and the most informed team in the competition. So any given day, any given week, any team could beat any team. So for us at the moment, it's just setting ourselves up as best we can, come out of the bye against Geelong, great opportunity against another top four team, and they're potentially going to be us, them, and a couple other teams fighting for that top four position, and we want it.
Senior got the coach's hat on. When Scotty Lysett comes back in, who goes out?
Well,
can you play all of them?
It's a tough one.
I just think for now. Mm. If I know it's tough because you're their teammate,
it'd have to be Laddams.
I don't really know myself, but he kicked a goal on the weekend. Was pretty good.
The one thing I don't sit in all the coaching is match committee, and I don't think it's fair that I sit in there. That'll be a decision to make when that arises in a couple of weeks' time.
What I loved was that you made the decision to put Charlie Dixon in the ruck.
I didn't,
and
but I did like
it. And I thought it was a fantastic move because it got Charlie into the game, and that was a fantastic first quarter. The boys come out of the gates, didn't
yeah.
they?
No, he was very good. First bounce, I think he won the clearance.
He did.
Goal straight away, bang. Went forward, then we kicked another one straight away. So mastermind decision. I think that was Kenny and Jared Schofield that made that call.
You know when you want to go in match committee? When you get back to playing, you just pick yourself.
That's exactly right.
Do you think you'll be back?
Possibility. Okay. I might be able to play one or two games at the back end of the season. Then we might be able to, maybe, if form warrants, might be able to sub in a big final, maybe.
Ooh, well, you deserve it because you've been sorely missed.
All right.
And you know I sincerely mean that.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of the way you play footy.
And it was Jars' fault anyway because he picked you for the Brownlow and best and fairest. Oh, as soon as you make a big call like that, you jinx him.
You cursed him.
St Kilda to win the grand final, you said as well. Where are they? About 15th.
Clarko coaching the Crows. Yeah.
Okay. Let that go.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Port's Tom Rockliffe in the studio, and he's talked about footy. And now, I think every single person's going to cop it.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Floor's yours.
Mainly right. So we're away. Haydos, obviously, with the ratings today, you'll be looking to jump ship again. Realise that the grass is yellow on the other side of the fence. You sit there and you like to take people's voices off, don't you?
Yes, that's true.
Maybe it's funny in your head. They aren't funny.
Bang.
And you don't sound like them.
Oh, geez.
Bang!
That's pretty nasty.
Jars.
Oh, yes, buddy.
You said you were away last week and you were on your deathbed.
Yes, I was, buddy.
They reckon they couldn't get you out of West Lakes and you were... You were claiming to be the saviour and you actually couldn't get out of Nixie's bed.
Spooning Nixie.
Yeah. And then you've gone and asked me for a Port Adelaide signed jumper, which is fine.
For the footy club.
To raise money.
Yep.
But then I listened back to last week and you accuse us, Port Adelaide, of plagiarising numbers on the sales of our jumper.
No.
No, you did. That's a fact.
Did you pay for that?
What's that?
No, he didn't pay for that. Of course he didn't pay for that. Jars is live reading of ads.
Here we go. Now you're a radio expert.
He's just like he's coaching terrible.
Oh, yes.
At least you haven't been sacked from live reads.
However, like the lack of respect from Blewett and Vince last week when you were crook was incredible.
Hang on. Was he cruel?
Bernie, you big head.
Yeah! Whoa.
You big head. Kicking Ebo out of the box.
Yes.
And I spoke to Ebo, and you turned to him and you said to him, Ebo, I roll with the Chief and the Duck over in Melbourne.
You wanker.
And the rest.
You used to play your role on the field. It's about time you start to play it off the field.
Yes. That's well overdue.
Someone has to be the Dusty Martin.
Well overdue. Yeah.
Bernie, you have turned in more to another SA radio talent, just clipping people and chasing headlines. From now on, I'm going to call you Bernie Kane Vince.
That's my name. That's my actual middle name. That's my name. Bernard Kane Vince, that's my name.
Bluey. Oh, no. You see this poster behind us here, the Triple M with all the sponsors and so on.
Yes.
Everyone would prefer to listen to that than to you.
No! This is brilliant!
Yeah. Here, here.
Bluey, we know we had Ebo on last week. Yeah, he has much more talent than you, and he started with, G'day Ebo, Rocky here, as his opener.
Ebo, Rocky here.
And
his name right.
This is good. Go hard.
You should never, ever run a beer with Bluey again.
Oh, yes.
You called a coach a basic human in that segment. Yeah. So what would that make you if he's a basic human?
Yes.
And there is no way anyone is eating their own soil.
Oh, yes.
But I will say this.
Yes, Rock.
You drink your own bathwater.
Yes!
And finally,
shots fired.
And finally,
yes.
We were comparing ourselves to animals yesterday, I believe.
Yes, we were.
Blewett would be a peacock.
Why?
All about appearance and no real purpose.
I'll be
a llama. Yeah. Very social and shit blonde fluff on their heads.
Yeah. And spitting at people.
Jars.
Yes.
What would you be, do you think?
I think it's just a beautiful dolphin.
A warthog. A warthog. A wild member of the pig family. And Haydos.
Yes, mate.
You'd be a flea.
Oh, why?
Because you jump on for free rides of good things.
Oh, yes! There he is, man. Tommy Rockcliffe.
Holy hell.
Shot fire there.
Left the building. Oh. Well done, Rock.
He dropped the mic.
Never has Adelaide Radio seen a clip like that.
Wow.
Crumbs.
Peacock.
Yeah.
Bluey.
That's a good... Oh, I didn't think
I'm
of that.
I'm a warhog.
Strutting around with your feathers up.
Yeah, this is you, llama.
Yeah, you llama.
Yeah. I'll spit on you.
And what about you, Rock? What kind of animal you'd be?
There's a lot that I could be.
He's the pig, isn't he?
He's a pig,
yeah. He's a pig.
What about an oyster just sucking all the crap out of the ocean?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he's within striking distance.
Just latching onto a pole.
See you, Rock. See the coach's bench.
Just a bit of an update, great. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Now, I brought up yesterday, Naomi Osaka was playing the French Open, and she didn't want to do any press conferences, which has caused a lot of strife. Now, overnight, she pulled out. So she won her first round, but she is pulled out of the French Open. She's pulled out because she's saying that she's dealt with depression for 2 or 3 years now and that the press conferences were bringing on anxiety and stuff like that.
But they're not that hard, Bluey.
Well, Pat Rafter was on last night. What was he on the project?
And he
was
saying,
they go for 10 minutes. It's a pain in the ass. Everyone's got to do them. But, that's just part of the package.
Yeah, but what's the worst thing they can ask you? She wins anyway most of the time.
That's another thing he said.
But maybe she's uncomfortable doing them. She doesn't feel comfortable doing them. You can't blame the young lass if she doesn't want to do
it. Are professional athletes trained in media, though?
when you first come in. Yeah,
you do. Not a whole lot of sessions, but you're briefed on.
So what's been the backlash?
There's a little bit of sympathy around for Naomi. One, because, she's suffering from depression, but also... So Stephen Curry, who's a great player in the NBA, has said, you shouldn't ever have to make a decision like this, but so damn impressive taking the high road when the powers that be don't protect their own. And then Elizabeth Cambridge, who's an... a female athlete plays basketball as well. Good. Doing media is forced upon us. It's time to start protecting those that don't want to speak. Let their game speak for them. Being forced to do media shouldn't be part of being an athlete.
Maybe she should listen to that too.
So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, because she's saying just play the game, don't do any media, but how are these professional athletes getting paid, by the way?
Well, they're paid to play, and then I know they got all endorsements. So
the major part, where all the revenue comes from is from the media. It's TV rights.
If she doesn't feel comfortable, I don't have an issue with it. I think her health's more important, her well-being's more important than doing a 10-minute press conference after a win.
Yeah, I agree. But then I reckon there'd be a lot of other tennis players playing in that same tournament that could come up with some sort of reason why they didn't want to do a press conference. So I think, yes, she's got depression and she doesn't want to do her media work, but that's part of the package. You sign up to play the French Open.
Yeah.
That's part of the package. Yep. So if you can't, if you can play tennis, yes, but you can't do the media, then you're not fit enough to play in the tournament.
I've watched a lot of the tennis presses, and I mean, unless it's Nick Kyrgios or Bernard Tomic or something, they keep whacking the hard questions at you. They're not very confronting. I don't see how that would play a role.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not in that position. I don't have depression, but I don't feel like, you know, maybe if she could ask it, they could just make it shorter, or, you know, I don't.
Well, couldn't a coach or a family member go and speak on her behalf then? After a performance, or they just want to hear from the player?
Yeah, they want to speak to the player.
Like AFL coaches. I don't understand why they have to do it.
They get fined if they don't.
Yeah, but you don't get anything out of it.
I understand it.
Yeah, but I don't think they have to do it.
Yes, you do. We play whatever Ken Hendry says every show.
I'd rather a player who's comfortable to go up there, like a Paddy Dangerfield. He could easily replace as Chris Scott after a win, loss, or draw.
That's fine.
Could handle himself beautifully. Because the coaches don't say much. They don't tell you anything,
yes, they do.
The NRL put a coach and a player together.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But the AFL do that as well.
Sometimes they do. In the big games, they do. In the showdown, whoever wins the showdown medal will go in with the coach. And the same with the Anzac medal and things like that. Maybe they could do that more often to get both perspectives. But I love hearing what the coaches have to say, Jars. I know they don't give everything away, but I want to know what they're thinking inside the coach's box. I want to know what decisions were made at different points. Players don't know that unless the player tells me
what was going on. I get more insight from the player than I would a senior coach.
Yeah, you hear from players at the end of the games anyway, like on the ground.
All the time. I want to know.
And that's
from
all
the coaches.
We need. We don't have to have an AFL press conference with the senior coach.
No, I really like hearing the coaches.
I love what they think. And how many times we play it every week, every Monday, what Ken Hinckley thought about their situation or how they.
And do you reckon Kenny loves doing them?
Probably not.
No.
But it's part of the job.
It's part of the
package.
But
he shouldn't have to do it. He shouldn't have to do it.
You want to hear from the coach. Who's paying
them. They can go on the bloody, they can go on the Instagram and the social digital and their Facebook pages. That's where the members get their intel from. That's all he has to do.
What are the media organisations getting for the bang for their buck? What are they getting? They want insight.
They want great games of football.
Of course they do.
They want great games of football where they go down to the last kick, not blowouts and shit styles and backwards, sideways, crap football. No, they want entertainment. And a lot of the clubs don't entertain. That's all the fans want.
But they want a bit of insight
and love
from
their
coaches
stars.
And players.
No, they don't.
All right, well, Rocky's coming in today, so let's just rack him off.
Rocky who?
Balboa.
No, well, I totally support young Naomi.
Well, okay, so let's never hear from a player or a coach again. Let's just watch.
She's done the right thing. She's done the right thing.
Is that what you want?
Her health and well-being is more important than
bloody
game of boxing.
Then have a break from the game, which she's going to do.
No, I don't.
You don't want to hear from coaches. You never want to hear from them.
I don't want to hear from coaches. No.
That's
because I don't
get. They
don't educate me. I don't live in the past.
You must be living in the past.
I live in the past, do I?
You've got it. It's all part of it. They speak to the coaches at quarter time, half time. It's not
and
just
and what do the coaches give us? Luke Beveridge, boring as batshit. Half of the three quarters of the coaches don't say boo.
Well, they have to because they're getting asked questions.
Yeah, but they don't want to be there.
Talk about changes.
Look,
I think
their
they're
body
getting
language.
More and more open and telling us more and more. No, we're getting access. No. People, fans want access, inside access
fans
to what the coaches
don't want access
yes,
to the senior
do.
Coaches. No,
they don't.
They want their
Jazz.
Players. They want to listen to Buddy Franklin and Dangerfield and,
they do.
And Tex. That's all they want to
they
care
hear
about.
Him. You listen to Tex on the radio every Tuesday if you want.
Because he's on a paid
all the
gig.
Time, all the time I during the week.
You listen to most people, they want insight from the players and the coaches. Jazz, settle down.
Four up. Let's go.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, you can get in touch with places like Beyond Blue. Their number is 1300-224636 and at beyondblue.org.au.
Meet me outside, Jazz.
I'll come with you.
Oh, no, you stay here.
Yeah, you better
you'll
stay
be no help whatsoever.
You're just bloody, you pass out.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Family, this is the Tuesday where he doubles down. Our boy gets, he gets frustrated with everything that's going on in life and in sporting fraternities, family. But Bluey, he's not happy. I've never seen him like this before, our boy Burn Vince for the Burns Beef. Have you seen him like this angry? Look at him.
The blood pressure's
he's
up a little bit.
He's got itchy eyes. He hasn't had
a bit red.
What?
His face is a little bit red. The blood pressure's
What's
up.
What's happened? What's wrong?
No, there's a
this
few
is not
things,
you. I don't know who you are today.
There's a few things, and I'll just go them off in order.
In order now.
Yeah, I started with seven dot points, and I kept thinking of things. I'm up to 12.
You're up to 12. By the time you finish, you could be up to 19.
Well, yeah, if you could count that far, we'd get there. But anyway, a couple of weeks ago, I beefed the MRO. It was a disgrace.
Yes, you did.
And I'm going down that path again. The AFL Rules Committee copped a clip as well at that stage. But this time I'm going straight to the top.
Where are you going?
Oh, Gilly McLaughlin.
Oh, no. And
what's Gil done?
Yeah, no. What has he done? Nothing. He's f***ing done nothing.
Hey.
That's the thing. He needs to do something.
Here he goes.
They need to shut the competition down this weekend. Have a bye.
What?
Let the Melbourne teams get out of Melbourne.
Who's in there?
F***ing just about all of them are still there. Melbourne, Collingwood, St Kilda, North Melbourne, Carlton, Hawthorn. They came back into the f***ing state. What a dumb decision that was. Clarkson has thrown the towel in, hasn't he? He must be going for draft picks. Charles, they were on the Gold Coast on the weekend. Where would you rather be?
Gold Coast.
Surfing on the Gold Coast? Or shut in your f***ing house in Melbourne? Last year, we lost 10 weeks of footy.
We did.
Because of some late decision making from the AFL hierarchy.
Right.
Now, there's an opportunity. And we heard from Jeff Kennett. Now, this is what Jeff Kennett said, speaking of Hawthorn. He said, and he's a former Premier.
Yes, he is.
He fears the state's lockdown could be extended by a number of weeks. No f***ing shit, Jeff! He should be a rocket scientist, this bloke.
Oh, no.
Of course it's going to go for longer.
How long?
Shut up, Jarge. You're starting to cut in again.
No.
What's he doing?
You know, while I'm at it, yes. This is something I remembered.
Yes, Bert.
Where's all those dickheads that were potting Essendon and trutting before the season started? They hadn't even played a f***ing game, Jarge.
Bloody blew it.
Now they're all jumping on board.
Yeah, the big truck.
Piss off.
I had him bottom.
Yeah, there you go.
You had him bottom.
No, I like him.
Speaking
like
of bottoms, you had that wax lately?
What's that got to do with anything?
Don't you laugh.
What have I done?
I went down McGarry Grove the other day where no one goes anymore.
Yes, they do.
14 dog shits around your shit tree. And that was only one of them. Yeah, there's another eight near the other one. Your tree's dying. It needs to be cut down. Speak to an arborist. And you, Blunt, not finished with you.
What point are you up to?
Number two.
Oh, God.
Got caught up a little bit. Last night, the Redbacks, they celebrated their 150th anniversary.
Yes, well done.
All the big names of South Australian cricket ever went along. I saw a lot of photos on social media and everything.
Night.
One photo I didn't see.
Yes, Bert.
And it's concerning. I'll ask him because he's in the studio.
Okay.
No Greg Blew it. Past champion of the club.
Why?
Were you there?
Where were you?
No, I wasn't there. It was. I got a sick family. Got youngsters at home. Catherine needs help. I'm trying to do the right thing.
I know where you were.
Trying to do the right thing.
Here he goes. Where was he?
You were getting your ass.
And I walked into the Adelaide Oval the other day.
Yes.
And guess who I see up? Well, I see Ian Chappell, Greg Chappell, all the stars.
The Wall of Fame, yes.
Looking for Greg Blewett.
No, yes. I'm there.
Where is he?
Someone's taking his place, Jazz.
Who is it?
Tim Ludeman.
Tim who?
Tim Ludeman's up
Tim
there.
Who? Jesus.
Wait, what's yours done? Blown down or something?
Mine's
Someone
there.
Lit it on fire.
Mine's but there.
They finally got rid of it.
He's in his firewood bird.
Where's yours, like Big Mouth?
Oh,
wasn't a cricketer, you dickhead.
Country Living Homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to Brickford Air and luxury construction. You can give the boys a text, whatever you like, 0488851047. Thanks to Automasters. Peter in Manopara. What else do the boys do after they finish a show and do they struggle? I can answer that personally, especially after yesterday's attempt to read one frigging script quite awkwardly. Andrew Jarman, do you know what you're doing here, Jars?
Yeah. Tell me
all right, stand by. And...
G'day, it's the Rush Hour here, family. I'm Jars, and we're a non-stop, we're a one-stop shop for everything South Australian sport and variety. We speak...
Again, from the top.
G'day.
Oh, God. From the top.
G'day, it's the Rush Hour here. I'm Jars, and we're a non-stop... Hang on. We're a one-stop. Tell me when.
From the top.
And I'm Jars.
And I'm Jars. And what am I saying?
There's no non in there.
Okay, go ahead.
Just read.
Okay.
No one left. Just straight for the script, please. Stand by.
G'day, it's Jars here, and I'm Jars.
No, that's. But you...
What? G'day, it's Jars here, and I'm Jars.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Go ahead. That's what you said. It's not what it says.
Go
ahead. Here we go.
Sorry, Hado. Download us daily from 4 p.m. on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcast. Cheers. That's
right.
That was
right. The ad lib said eight times.
What the hell? The only line is we.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Insert, please, Jars. That line. Thanks, mate.
We and I.
Rolling.
We.
We have to act.
Okay. We and I do apologise for that.
Is that all right, Jess?
Why is he acting?
No, I'll do it.
Fluids on the floor and I don't even...
But hey, I'm an actor.
It's good. No, I get that and it's fine. They're taking the mick out of you.
We, and I do apologise for that.
And then he throws the that
in. Thank you, boys.
Yeah, well done.
Well done, was it, Jars? Well done.
And see, I don't write my own material. I get someone else to do that. They're poorly written.
But what was the message before you started?
Well, what
don't
do you mean?
Don't ad lib for this. Just read it out.
But that's who I am.
No, I
was taught at a young age by the great Grant Cameron to ad lib.
Yeah, right. Well,
make it personal.
Well, just read.
You got told just you don't to read that out.
Just read it.
Well, we had to do it because it had to be word for word.
Okay.
When we're saying don't ad lib, I could see your cogs turning over your head again.
What was turning over then?
Your cogs. Have you got any in there? There's just one, I don't think. I don't think it's hooked to anything other cogs.
And I'll tell you, one man that's going to go to court, Tommy Rockcliffe.
But
after that barrage he gave us earlier in the show, our boy Tommy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no knees.
Yeah.
He's in trouble next time I see him.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he got some coffins from Freddy's.
I think he's still here.
Is he?
I've been suspended.
I'll
see you around. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Where's Rockcliffe?
And that's it, boys. Didn't he? Just give it to us.
I don't know if I'll be able to sleep.
Family, if you're out there, spread the word. Mm. Get on the download or listen till 6 till 7 tonight and you'll hear one of the all-time greatest sprays.
Funny show,
towards three individuals who pride themselves on being elite.
Mm. Are we elite? I don't think we are.
Not now.
There's some cracks starting to appear.
Wow, what a show.
Some more than
Bernie
others.
Bernie gave it to us as well.
Boom, beef. That was brutal.
That was sort of accidental. I didn't plan that. I'm sorry. I get a bit lost in that.
Mate,
you're so
passionate.
Sorry, I get caught up and I just, you know.
What do you got, Tig? I've got to get to the Williston Footy Club. Let's go.
Well, maybe you should go now.
Just go. I want to be with you to share you.
We're going
your
to the pub.
Facts.
Yeah, we are too.
Oh,
you're busy training, Jazz.
You didn't tell me that.
Cheers. Yeah,
see, well, you didn't get invited because you've been cutting in a little bit too much in this segment. First day of June is the first day of winter. So, but it looks like, looking outside, 19, it looks like a beautiful autumn day, doesn't it? It's good golf weather out there at the moment. Today is World Reef Awareness Day, boys. So I hope you've done
and what does
one
that
of
mean?
The wonders of the world.
You've got to think about like the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah, good.
Maybe donate some money to.
Well, I do. And I look after our reef. I look after our reef down at Henley, down there cleaning up and making sure there's
no
plastic.
There's one down at Noolunga as well. That's quite nice.
Good boy. I've been there. Scuba dive down there.
Reef in your fish pond. Today is National Say Something Nice Day, so I'm just going to ask you two to say something nice to each other. National Say Something Nice Day here in Australia.
All right. You ready, Jazz?
Go.
You don't look as pasty today as you did yesterday.
That's nice. Say something nice. That's a backhand compliment.
It's a slap, Greg.
You look lighter today than you did yesterday.
That's another slap.
If you can't think of anything, like, there's not too many good things about him, so it's
tough
to
find. Can I just say I love working with you two young men. It's an absolute privilege.
Thanks.
You've been wonderful, and thank you for the journey.
Thanks, Papa Bear.
There you go.
That was nice enough, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
Well, will you say something nice to us?
Yeah.
I had lots of time to think about this. Couldn't find any. So I was just wondering if you guys had
any.
Come on,
I've got to get going. Let's go.
I said, you're free to go. Piss off and leave now. Straight on the South Road or Main North Road, ever get to the shithole and get out of here.
Hey, be nice.
Yeah. On this day in 1831, British explorer James Clark Ross discovers the North Magnetic Pole. So that's how all our compasses work. In 1831, Jazz.
Yes, Ben.
You were six. Nah. Yeah.
You used that gag the other day.
Sorry. No, you were nine the other day.
Okay.
Hey, 2009.
Right.
Air France flight 447 crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. Do you remember that?
No.
Killing all 2009.
I don't recall.
Killed all 228 people.
That's so sad.
Took them 2 years to find it. Remember that?
So sad.
You can't remember that. 2 years to find them on the ocean floor or the plane. Birthdays. Now, some big birthdays today. I'm excited about this.
Not footballers again.
I've got a footballer.
All right.
Yeah, well, you probably know this one.
Okay.
Justine Henin-Hardin.
Yes.
The tennis player.
Yes.
So
well, what's her name again?
Justine Henin. Hardin.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny about that? That's right.
He nailed it.
He nailed it.
You say it.
JH.
No. JHH. You dick.
All right. Anyway, happy birthday, Justin.
Yeah. Justine.
Justine.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, tennis.
1974. Like Alanis Morissette. It's like rain. Hey, yeah. Yeah, good.
She's great.
I thought we finished up.
One more. Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Ooh. Good one.
Andy Dufresne.
Yes.
Who crawled through a river of shit and came out clean on the other side.
That's also Greg Blewett.
Andy Dufresne. Headed for the Pacific.
What's the movie called, Greg? You got no idea.
No, I
didn't.
One of the great.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
No, Shawshank Redemption.
Mental blank.
That's the story of your life, isn't it?
Shut up, Burn. You llama.
And shooting blanks.
Hey,
1926, haven't finished yet.
Yes, Burn.
See you, Jazz.
Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, Marilyn.
Happy birthday to you.
Sultry.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, shut it down. Sorry, that wasn't Marilyn Monroe. You know who that was.
Who's that?
Maz.
See you tomorrow.
Hey, no, there's some death. There's a death. And this one, Blue would know this one. Hey, Jazz, I want to ask you who this is.
Yes, Greg.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves Saint Laurent. He's a poet.
Blue?
I don't know.
Fashion.
French fashion designer.
Right, okay.
So I thought you know that. Have some AFL birthdays.
Yeah.
Michael Hurley.
Why are you
Hurley?
Pointing at me? Yes.
What club?
Essendon.
Good How many boy. Games this year?
None.
Good.
Hey, well, he actually, right. he's hey, not in a great
mate,
way. But
I've got to wrap up. I've got to get going to training. Hell, this
That's
segment's meant to be
said.
Going for two or three. I've been suspended. I'll see you around.
This has
turned into
With
a 20-minute segment.
He's not impressed.
Jazz.
He's actually leaving.
Why did Tic Tacs get their name, Jazz?
You know why? Because when you toss them around in the container, it says tic-tac. See ya.